A distressing story for me personally about a historic institution in Raleigh. On a personal note, I'm a graduate of St. Augustine's University, and I have relatives who were born at St. Agnes Hospital. We learned today that the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission has denied the school's appeal to remain an accredited university. In a press release, the school says it's not closing, and students will receive a degree from an accredited institution in the spring. Joining us to talk about all this is Benjamin Johnson with the Save SAU Coalition. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, thank you for having me, and Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. Now, per the arbitration policy, the school says they have the right to pursue arbitration to contest the accreditation decision. From your standpoint, are you surprised by this decision?
The decision from SACS?
Yes.
I am, based on everything that the current board has done, I'm not surprised at all. In that their behavior up to this point would definitely warrant a decision like this from SAC.
Now, you were part of the Save SAU Coalition, and if I'm not mistaken, you guys went to court to try to have the board removed, the Board of Trustees.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. Because there was financial mismanagement, there's malfeasance and misfeasance and overall general mismanagement from an academic and a financial piece. And so we tried to have the board removed because of those issues and the peril that it had put St. Augustine's in.
Now, with a new board, is it your opinion that perhaps SACS would have went ahead and renewed the accreditation, given them their accreditation back? Is it the financial portion that's causing the big hang-up?
The financial portion is a series of things. That's one of the rungs on the ladder. One of the things that we need to do and we have to do is we have donors, vendors who want to donate funds to help the school. We have an IRS lien that is in place that we need to take care of, and we can't correct the ship. We can't right the ship until the barnacles are removed, and that being the board.
Now, reading the release from the school, they say they've secured financing to set them on the right track. Does this mean that the 50-plus-1 land lease deal, which the state attorney general was questioning as well, is that deal dead?
The initial deal is dead. The attorney general denied that. They were given an opportunity to restructure the deal. And to date, that was done. The opportunity was put upon them on January 27th. And to date, we don't know if that has happened, if the restructuring has happened, and we are now at March 6th. So if there's any restructuring that is to be done, we have not received anything that says that has taken place.
Now, what do you think the university needs to do going forward? What needs to be the first step to right this ship?
Well, as I previously mentioned, the board that is in place has put us in this perilous situation. Their egregious behavior has allowed us to be in peril. And so one of the first things that has to take place is that the board has to be removed or reconstituted. And then the second thing is that we have to look at the academic balance that needs to take place at school in order so that we can have an accredited university to recruit students. And then looking at the overall curriculum, as the times have changed and St. Aug is a we've always been a resilient group in that, you know, from our founding as an institution that was started for freed slaves to be able to participate in the society that they had not been allowed to participate in as a freed person. So we do understand that perilous piece, and we have been an organization, an institution that has overcome a lot of those things. But what we've got now is something that was self-inflicted, and we need to make an adjustment, ameliorate the problem that we have so that we can move forward.
Now, in a release, you spoke about resilience in a release that the school put out today. Interim President Dr. Marcus Burgess says the decision does not define us, our resilience does. So do you feel like you're on the same level? Do you feel like there's someone at the school or on the university or on the board who really is trying to turn things around?
Well, I think as you asked that question, one of the things that I would look at is that the decision today does not define us, as he said. But the actions that they've had over the last 9 years do define them. And these were self-inflicted wounds. And so it's difficult to say resilience when you've not shown anything in order to make sure that the school was around. There isn't a track record there to say that they've done that. In fact, it's just the opposite. And so we need to remove that, get that out of the way so that we can move forward and put St. Aug back in its rightful place and with its legacy intact.
Founded in 1867. Wishing the best, Mr. Benjamin Johnson with the Save SAU Coalition. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Okay, and thank you for having me.